from gate number 5 at Dallas Love Field. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. This time of year, the TSA asks people not to wrap presents because sometimes they do have to ask them to unwrap them so that a visual inspection can be made of the contents of the box. For the second time, the Container Store is teaming up with Southwest Airlines to help people with just that problem, getting those gifts re-wrapped who have gone through security. But they're going one step further. They're helping people wrap anything. With me is Kelly from the Container Store. You've been here all morning wrapping presents. What are some of the stories that you're hearing? Why are people getting these things wrapped?
You know, the excitement is palpable here. People have told us, someone said, I feel like I've just had a makeover. You've answered my prayers. This is a blessing, and thank you so much. And everyone wants to pay us, and they're so surprised that it's free. And we're just trying to help people save time.
So tipping really is a city in China.
Exactly. We tell them to tip their favorite charity. We don't take your money. Your money's no good.
Well, it's very nice of you. You were with the Container Store, and you are here with a helper, and there's some Southwest Airlines people here also helping. Now, this is obviously the need for this started when the TSA asks people to unwrap their presents. People can wrap their presents, and they go through the X-ray machine, but if there's something in there that makes the TSA want to look in the package, it has to be visually inspected, and that was the beginning of this problem. Is this the first year you've done this for passengers now?
We are happy to say this is our second year, and we expanded this year. Last year was in Dallas only, and this year we've expanded to Phoenix and Denver. So we're bringing time-saving, you know, to more customers.
Now, some people are having their items wrapped because they knew you were out here. Is that right?
Right. We did hear we were in the USA Today in the travel section, Southwest Container Store promotion. So that was listed, and we actually had a couple of people say that they saw us.
PR's doing their job there.
Exactly. They saw us in USA Today, and then other customers said, oh, I wish I knew all of my presents are in the checked bag. So,
Well, you do have some bags that you could, I guess, give people to wrap their whatever once they get to their destination.
We absolutely have done that on a couple occasions, but a lot of people have the packages, and we saw a woman that came through with two big rolls of wrap, and she was going to wrap them once she got to the destination, but she said, I don't have scissors. I don't know how I was going to do it because you can't get scissors.
That's right. Not just paper and tape, but scissors,
right.
Ribbon, the whole thing.
Right, exactly. So yeah, it's been really rewarding to see just it's a little something special for the holidays. Just
what's the oddest or biggest thing you've wrapped here today?
We had a bow.
A bow?
Like a bow and arrow.
Oh.
And we unfortunately didn't...
No arrows, though.
I don't believe there were any arrows. It was in a big case, so what we did is we just put a big, beautiful, big red bow on it.
Sometimes that's the best wrapping.
Right, exactly. And we've had a lot of people ask if we could wrap up, like, themselves as presents, and unfortunately we don't do people.
Now, I was watching you wrap, and I was so amazed. I think of my wife and even my daughter as pretty good package wrappers, but when you were tying that bow, you didn't ask anybody to put a finger here.
It's because I have extra finger. You didn't see that extra finger going?
You've been doing this so long, you've developed an extra finger.
That's right. It's called adaptation.
It's Darwin at its finest.
Yeah, Darwinian wrapping at its best. That's right. We've got our stores are going to be open up until New Year's, Christmas Eve rather, and so lots of these bags and easy, quick gift totes we've got. Our customers, you know, love that for a quick last minute.
I should imagine most people walking by, even if whether they're in the need or not for a present that needs to be wrapped, are just absolutely amazed.
They really are, that it's free and that they think it's beautiful and, you know, it's quick and easy. And even that quick little bow that you saw me do, for a lot of customers,
look good to me.
I'm a guy, though. Used to, you know, the bows that you stick straight onto the package, and you know.
Kelly, you have a customer here.
I do. Okay. I do. Nice.
Can I talk to you real quick for Red Belly Radio?
Sure.
What's your
Cammy?
Cammy, you're a Southwest flight attendant.
Yes.
And did you know about this before today?
I did not.
So your present was wrapped in newsprint.
That's right.
Now, you're always running a risk if you take a wrapped present through the TSA, the security, because they may ask you to unwrap it.
That's
but
right.
Yours didn't get challenged today.
No, just a piece of wood, so we're okay.
Just a piece of wood. And Kelly is wrapping a framed something that you painted yourself. And so it's kind of big. It's the biggest one I've seen her wrap today.
Yes, it's a piece of wood, a picture that I put together.
You painted for someone?
Yes.
So it's a very pleasant surprise for you.
It was.
Well, happy Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Creasing is the key to a very professional gift wrap presentation. If you crease, then you look like a professional even if you're not.
What about poor tape placement?
Poor tape. You can use, there is such a thing as too much tape. Be judicious and strategic with your tape placement.
What about somebody who wants to, say, wrap their package in duct tape and just cover the whole thing in duct tape? Is that a good idea?
You know, tailor the presentation to the recipient.
I spoke with Audrey from the Container Store. Is it safe to say that the Container Store is up on all your latest gift wrapping technology?
Serious technology. We've been working for years and years to create and develop a innovative bag box.
Okay, you use the word bag box. That's like jumbo shrimp. That doesn't go together.
Bag box does go together. It appears to be a bag, and then it has a fabulous box lid.
I'm going to put a picture of this on the website, but this is just too cool. It's like a box with handles like a bag would have, and then a lid with slots so that it can go over the top of the bag box.
Again, serious gift packaging technology available at the Container Store.
So you're one of the Southwest employees that are helping to wrap today, and I understand you actually went to a class at the Container Store?
We sure did. We took the Container Store's gift wrapping class from some of their style experts, and they taught us about using tape and how to crease your paper and how to make bows.
And have you been using all those tips today?
We have. Those tips have really come in handy, especially the bow making skills.
I was just wondering if you were you aware of this today when you
no,
when
I
you
showed walked up? By to gate 11.
And you happen to have some unwrapped gifts
yes.
with you. This is working out quite well.
It's
for
great.
You.
Yeah, very good. Well, it's great, especially since I don't wrap well. That's very good.
Well, you're a guy. You know.
That's right. Yeah.
You have your excuse right
and
there.
I have to pay for somebody to wrap it, so that's even better.
Try to tip them. Go ahead.
Okay.
I dare you.
All right. Oh, really?
Go ahead. I dare.
All right.
You.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Oh, you're good.
You sure?
Yes. Merry Christmas from
Thank
Southwest
you.
Airlines.
Thanks so much.
And Elon. Store.
Thanks.
See?
That's
Isn't
great.
That great?
That is great. Thank you.
Appreciate Enjoy.
It.
Thanks.
The
stockings and bows.
What's a trip to the airport without gate games? Well, this game was to sing a Christmas carol over the PA.
Congratulations. You won a gift card to the Container Store and free drink coupons on Southwest Airlines.
Well, that does it for this episode, and by the way, this will be the last episode for 2008. We'll be skipping a week on New Year's Eve. As always, you can contact me. You can email redbellyradio, it's all one word, at wmco.com, or you can call the listener comment line at 214-792-4300. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2008. Santa's helpers have indicated we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.